Hello and welcome to the new episode of my podcast, The Wild and the Sacred, and let's talk about Barbie. I really love this conversation. I love all the things that this has triggered. And I feel like it's very important to keep having the conversations. It goes in many layers. One of the layers is the experiential layers. How did you experience the movie? Not how you think about the movie, but what was your emotional experience? I have a whole blog written about that, about how that movie was deeply healing for my inner child. And it's on my newsletter and Substract. So there's a link below if you want to follow it. But this conversation is meant to touch some of the other points that people have been discussing about that movie. And I feel like there's so much to that movie that we cannot just try to discuss it all, to oversimplify it all in a short podcast. But I want to touch based with some of the points that I think are the most important. So the first one for me is, and that's fresh because I've just saw it on my feed, Ken. And specifically the outrage, not of men, because I get it that conservative men are angry about Ken. I get it because they want to be represented by this strong alpha male, as if there weren't enough representations of men out there in the world, showing that kind of man. No, I actually was motivated to watch that movie when I started seeing those kind of comments. I was like, oh yeah, the tears of conservative white men are like food for my soul. Yeah, let's go and watch it. No, what enrages me is women that work in the female empowerment area speaking about poor men. How they display them in such a terrible light? It puts one gender against the other. It made me be afraid of men. No, Karin. No, sweetie. I'm not afraid of men because of Ken. I'm afraid of men because of the amount of times I've been abused, harassed, chased, lied to, objectified. I'm afraid of men because 11 women die in my country every day because of men. I'm afraid of men because I know since I was 8 years old that I cannot go out but into the streets without being vigilant because there might be somebody that thinks that their sexuality is something that should be displayed in my face. Like, I'm afraid of men because they have given me reasons to, not because of a movie with what I think is actually a beautiful representation of men. What do you have in your eyes? What lenses have you been using that you think that Ken might terrify any kind of woman? I think that actually Ken is just such a beautiful, loving kind of man. It's just that Barbie was not interested in Ken. That's it. But he was a beautiful kind of man. He was kind, generous, yeah, a little selfish. He didn't try to save her when he saw that she was in trouble. And instead, he was so into that power trip that he found when he discovered patriarchy. It was like, oh my God, they respect me. But he wasn't acting out of any kind of cruelty. He wasn't scary. He was just a very innocent version of man. One that actually ended up being a friend again. Like he really wanted to be there for the version of Barbie that he loved. He was such a beautiful kind of man. He was just not the man that Barbie wanted. Well, the toy, because it's actually just toys. But toys playing or people playing play pretend through these toys were just showing a very innocent version of the relationships of men and women. One where it's kids 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, playing with their toys, not really thinking about romance, not understanding romance. I remember when my daughter was 6 years old, and she had this boy that wanted to be her boyfriend, and she was like, but I don't want to. Like, I'm not interested in having any boyfriend. That was Barbie. You know, you have to understand that it is supposed to be an idea, a toy that little girls play with. So it's that innocence of those girls. I remember when I was, even until I was 15 or 16, I didn't care about boys. I just wanted to do the things that I loved. I was into martial arts and Guns N' Roses, and I didn't care about dating any boy. And I remember this guy that was my Ken. Like, he played the guitar for me, and he was so into trying to convince me to be his girlfriend. And yeah, I just didn't want to, because I didn't see myself as a girlfriend at that time. Like, why should I? I didn't want to. That's Ken. There's no evilness with him. There's just that journey in which, when he realizes he's not seen the way he wants to be seen, and that he sees other men being in this power trip, he starts thinking that that's what he should be doing. And that's something that happens to these young boys as well. That's not a movie about, oh, look at how evil Ken is. He wasn't evil. He was just as confused about patriarchy as many boys are when they are young. And they start discovering that the system, the culture, the school, the media gives them another value, one value that is not given to women. That they are seen as people, and women are seen as objects of desire. There is no insult in that towards men. There is actually a beautiful realization of how harmful that was for him as well. Because at the end of the day, he was hurting the people that he loved, and himself as well, and the other Kens. So, what the fuck is wrong with people saying that Ken is weak, or that we are hating men because we are shown Ken? Ken didn't inspire any hatred. He inspired a sense of deep compassion. If something was, and is still very common in many feminist circles, is a sense of compassion towards men, understanding that they actually go through just as much of a hard time as we do. It's just a different kind of a hard time. For me, realizing how lonely men are has been one of the most eye-opening experiences. And I see how they are so isolated because they don't know how to relate to other men or to women without the expectation of having a sexual relationship. I saw that months ago with my husband's friends. Like, he reached out to some friends from his school years, and they didn't know how to connect. If there is nothing in common there, if they are not doing the inner work together, they don't know how to connect. They are lonely. That was Ken. It was that sense of loneliness because he didn't know how to connect with other men. He was competing with these other men. He wanted these other men to look at him with admiration, to see how much bigger and better he was than the other men, or the other Kens. But he didn't see that they actually loved him. Like, they could create beautiful relations of love and admiration. I am certain that at the end of the day, art is whatever we want it to be, whatever we see with it. We can just see that which is inside of us. No more, not less. We are incapable of looking at things from the eyes of somebody else. I can just perceive the world through my own experience. So it really disturbs me that women in an area that is the same area that I work on, which is female empowerment, have such distorted perceptions about feminism because their attack is on feminism. Like, oh, but we want unity and feminism. Who puts one gender against the other? First of all, there's not just two genders. Feminism actually invites us to see so much more than that. At least feminism that it's trans inclusive, right? But, oh gosh, to think that somebody could look at that movie with two dolls. That it's very obviously a representation of our innocent eyes because it's like playing with toys. You could see that the houses were the plastic houses of our childhood. The dolls were moving as they did when we were children. To see that they could see that and think, oh, Ken is portrayed as weak and dangerous because patriarchy is this invention of women, of feminists to make us fear men. Just makes me wonder, where are you getting your information from? Where are you getting your lenses from? Like, you really need to wipe them out and to read some more feminist women of color. Like, just read bell hooks, just read The Will to Change by bell hooks and notice how much she loves men and how much she's mortified about how patriarchy is hurting men. And how actually the path to healing is to recognize that power imbalance, to recognize that the enemy is not men, it's patriarchy, it's that system. And that's something that the movie does consistently. Like it says, patriarchy is the evil thing here. When they remove patriarchy as a system of government, all of a sudden everybody gets along again. Like they are all friends again, and they are all connected and loving one another again. That's what we are looking for. That's what we desire. So, no, Ken is no monster in the movies. He's not the evil character. He actually inspires so much tenderness and compassion. Even when he fucks up and takes away Barbie's house, he ends up understanding that he messed up. Yeah, spoilers. Of course, there are going to be spoilers in this conversation. But the thing is, at the end of the day, what we see when we look at the movie is not a representation of what the director or the movie actually was trying to convey, but it's what is inside of us, our perception of the world. So when people come and say, it is such a twisted movie that pits one against the other, and yeah, poor weak men. You are just speaking about your perception of the world. That's how you see yourself. When you see that movie or any movie and you can get away something from it that is nourishing or not, you just think, okay, this is not for me, I can just move on. It speaks about yourself louder than any hate mongering conversation that you think is eliminating others. So I guess we are not talking about all the other parts of Barbie. I want to keep these podcast episodes brief. So that's all I have to say about Ken. Let me know if you want to listen to other things about the movie. We still have to talk about Alan. We still have to talk about Gloria, what it's like to be a woman in the real world, a woman of color in the real world, having to do the feminist education. I don't know why it seems so familiar. Anyway, thank you so much for following this podcast. It's a pleasure to have you here. See you soon.